Good evening, Mr. Parks, and thank you very much for agreeing to speak with us. To begin with, what's your general feeling on the overall project?
Yes, good evening. We're excited about the project. It is the reason Aerojet was set up, to deliver the first ever independent aircraft maintenance facility on the continent. It's a great opportunity for Ghana to develop its aviation infrastructure, to grow the industry and to create jobs. So we're happy.
So what do you make out of the interest and support from the United States of America?
I welcome it. We are grateful that the US government has taken a keen interest and agreed to support this stage of the project through the US Trade and Development Agency. It's a good project to support. I think anyone who looks at where Africa is heading can see that. But importantly, a facility of the standard we're looking at developing can provide support to any operator in the world, offering the same or better standards in many cases. So we hope we can continue to work together for the mutual benefit of both Ghana and the United States.
Then how have we, Africans, been managing our planes till now? Where do our airlines go?
Currently, maintenance for fleet in our region is done at huge costs and inconvenience overseas. This is not sustainable and is causing huge losses to local airlines and regional carriers. For starters, fuel cost to get there is a problem, not to mention how long it takes and the disruption it causes to an airline's schedule. So that's problematic.
So in all this, what will be the benefit of the ordinary Ghanaian? How will it affect their pockets?
Well, first of all, everything that happens in the economy affects the ordinary Ghanaian. If an airline can cut down its operational costs, it can utilize safe funds in growing the airline, for example. And once that happens, it will need to employ, say, more pilots, more flight attendants, more support staff. And this means more jobs for our youth here in Ghana. You know, an unemployed person has spending power, right? So this means businesses in the local economy will thrive as a result of that spending. So it's a win for the coconut seller or the dressmaker who, or the restaurant owner who will now benefit from the spending power that has been created in the economy. So sure, it will affect the pocket of the ordinary Ghanaian. Yes.
Will Aerojet employ local Africans and Ghanaians to work in the MRO?
Of course. We are very focused on ensuring Ghanaians and Africans get careers out of the work we will do. It makes no sense for a facility to be located in Africa and not employ Africans. That would be ridiculous. What we will enable the airlines to do will create jobs for sure. But from Aerojet's perspective, these would be indirect jobs, and those indirect jobs will be in addition to hundreds of jobs that Aerojet will create directly from its own operations.
You know, due to COVID-19 pandemic, the Ghanaian economy and most African economies are suffering badly. So in what way will the project help?
Well, the Ghanaian economy will be boosted by our very presence. With aircraft flying in from overseas to be serviced in Accra, this is a sure way to recovery for Ghana. It's a source of economic activity that has never been realized before. I agree African economies have suffered. In fact, it is the more reason why we need to build capacity to meet our own needs on the continent. In light of the crisis facing many African airlines and their need to drastically reduce costs, especially post-COVID-19, a local regional facility such as this will save many airlines from collapse. In fact, it will help create new ones, with the knowledge that we're here to provide all the essential engineering services required to meet the mandatory safety standards of airline operation.
I know you've said before that you are going to employ locals, Africans and Ghanaians, to work in the MRO. But do Ghanaians and Africans, for that matter, have these skills that you need?
Well, I'm optimistic on that front, but I think it's a legitimate concern. A skill is something we learn, and we take that very seriously on this project. As has been reported widely, you know, the facility will be a state-of-the-art facility developed at Kota Kinabalu International Airport. It will serve as a center of excellence for the delivery of all aviation technical support services. I mean, we've heard this countless times in all the news reports, but it doesn't end there. So I hope you report that the facility will include a world-class aviation training academy that will have a singular purpose of delivering essential aviation training for all within the sub-region.
So is the training academy part of the project, and will it start operating at the same time as the MRO?
The training academy is an integral part of the project, so they go hand in hand. It's vital to make the point that as an organization, our aim is to bring aircraft technical training and knowledge to the doorstep of Africans on the continent, who would otherwise not have the opportunity to pursue careers in aviation. It's very important to us. We want to train the youth of Africa, not just with skills and knowledge, but significantly, I would say, with a work ethic that will ensure the success of our industry.
Mr. Parks, you know, just as I know, that many Africans, and for that matter, Ghanaians, generally have a poor maintenance culture. Would it not be better to get foreigners who have a better maintenance culture to come and work at the MRO?
I disagree. I completely disagree. There are several Ghanaians and Africans who I'm in touch with who are doing these very same jobs overseas. I mean, my question to you is, have they ceased to be Africans or Ghanaians? I mean, I'm Ghanaian too.
So you're saying that our maintenance culture won't affect your operations? Because this is something that we have seen for generations in this continent.
Look, my position on our maintenance culture and bringing in non-Africans to come and do it for us is simply that we need to get past this kind of thinking. I don't accept it. I believe that African or Ghanaian is just as capable. It's more an issue of leadership and accountability and the strict implementation of our systems to produce the results that we want. In many ways, the answer is actually in the word culture itself. I mean, when you talk about culture, it's how a group of people live, what they accept, how they're taught to think, and what the consequences of actions are within that group or that environment. So what I will say is that Aerojet Aviation is not going to be a playground. We mean business, and our culture will reflect that from day one. You can hold me to that.
From the way you speak, it looks like it will be very difficult to get a job with Aerojet. Isn't that the case?
That's not the case at all. We want the most suitable people in order for us to produce the correct output. I mean, you asked about culture a second ago, and, you know, we uphold certain values. So if you fit into our culture, then no, it's not difficult at all. You have to understand that what we do is a serious business and there is no room for error. So it's a matter of having ambition, discipline, and a good attitude. Those are attributes we expect from anyone who wants to work with us. And I would like to be extremely clear on this. While we are committed to bringing Ghanaians and Africans on board, we will only select the right ones. Aviation safety is non-negotiable, really. So candidates have to come in with the right mindset if they are to succeed. And we will put in the structures to ensure this.
Before we go, what would be your final words to the African continent and Ghanaians especially?
My final message... Well, as an organization, we're here for the long haul and we're here to stay. And over the coming years, Aerojet will continue to position itself as a channel for investment in aviation infrastructure, technology, and critical skills training for many decades to come. One of our most important mandates is to champion the education of young minds through training, mentorship, and empowerment to challenge small thinking. And encourage an ambitious can-do attitude among African youth. You know, if as a people we can be responsible, reliable, and professional in the delivery of our work, we can accelerate the growth of the aviation industry and make it one of the largest contributors to African economies. Heritage Aviation is here to do just that. So I say let's change the narrative. Let's be better.
Thank you very much, Mr. Parks, for your time.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.